I'm sure you've been in this situation where you're on a road trip and you have a time that you want to get there, you know, schedule time to arrive. But in the meantime, you know, you are distracted, you stop here, stop there, especially when you have kids, or when, you know, those days when you have children. I remember with our kids, you know, they want to stop at McDonald's or Tim Hortons, or and sometimes you put it on the GPS, but the GPS is not updated, so it goes to a place where there is no McDonald's, used to be 10 years ago maybe, or goes to a Tim Hortons or a place where there is nothing there anymore, and you get distracted and you try to find your way back, and you are so behind in time, and the kids keep asking, are we there yet? I go, well, if you didn't distract me. But think about Joshua. Think about Joshua. As we read the invocation as well, the 40 years in the wilderness. Okay, they've been going around and around and around, and they're still not there yet, are they? Moses has died. And God tells Joshua, continue, go. And God shows Joshua where he's going, you know, Joshua knows the promises. He has followed along. He can see the promised land. He can see the River Jordan. But then they need to get there. They need to get to the promised land. And people are asking, are we there yet? And Joshua says, no, I guess we're not there yet, but we could see the place. But before we get to the place, there are things that have to happen. How are we going to cross the River Jordan? And also, who else is occupying the Promised Land? Is there anybody out there? And the scripture says there are about 7 different communities or groups of people. 7 tribes, 7 countries, if you will, land of people living in that area. How are they going to receive the people of God? How are they going to receive them? So Joshua is contemplating, and the children of Israel as well. And what comes in? They are afraid. They are scared, aren't they? It's a very common feeling, correct? I'm sure you are kind of anxious, not knowing who is going to come here, right? I mean, like, you're not showing it, but I know inside of you, you're saying, who's coming here? Who's coming? Who's the next pastor? You're anxious. I'm anxious. I'm anxious as well as what's going to happen in the Mohawk District. Anxious about who's coming here as well. But God tells us, don't worry. I'll take care. Isn't that what God was telling Joshua in this morning's scripture lesson? In verse 2 that was read this morning, he tells them to arise. Arise, he tells him, to go over to Jordan. And then he tells them to go to the land which God is giving them. So first of all, arise. If you are seated, God's saying, get up. How are you going to get there? You know, sometimes we
we sit and we wait and we think, okay, God, build a bridge. I see the River Jordan over there. Do something. But God is telling them, arise. First, get off your, well, I won't say it under. Get up. Arise. Verse 2. Then go over to Jordan. Arise first, then go over to Jordan. Then he tells them to go to the land which he is going to give them, or that he is giving them. For 40 years, they walked the wilderness. They had Moses with them. And now Moses is gone. Now they have Joshua, and they're wondering, well, you know, is this the right decision that we made? You know, we should have been in Egypt. It was comfortable. Well, it was not comfortable, but still they were used to it. It was okay. They would rather be there than right now not knowing where to go and how this is all going to take place. They would have rather been in Egypt. This morning, I looked back and Josh, who plays the guitar, was there, and I said, Josh, didn't they go in circles? I mean, did Joshua lead them, Jericho? They circled, prayed. Joshua had done so many things. So many miracles took place in the life of Joshua as a leader. But people did not, they only remembered what Moses had done. The Ten Commandments. They remembered what Moses did, and the great leader is gone. And God says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Well, didn't they know that? They did. But God is reinforcing and saying, okay, get off your seats. Get off your seats and go. Arise. Arise and go. Don't worry about how you're going to cross Jordan. Matthew 6:34, Jesus said, you know, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about how this bridge is going to be built to cross the River Jordan. But first we need to do is arise. Arise. There is a cost to follow the will of God, isn't it? There is a cost for all of us. They did not realize what they were heading up with. They knew that there were people there living in the Promised Land. They knew they had to cross the River Jordan. So they sent spies to go and find out what this place looks like. And remember, the spies come back and say they look like giants. I mean, these guys are monsters. You know, sometimes in our journey as well, we get afraid, don't we? It looks like giant. It looks like, oh my Lord, how are we going to do this? How are we going to conquer certain things? And even in our spiritual journey, there are giants. Or they look like giants. They're not giants, but they look like giants. And we quickly fear. We're afraid. Joshua needs to rely on God. Notice God did not say, we'll give, but he said, I've already given you the promised land. I've already given it to you. Isn't that true even in a journey, a Christian walk? You know, God has given those blessings, but we are still seated. We haven't arisen. We have not arose to go and face whatever those are, you know, to cross the River Jordan or to face the enemy that is there. But God has promised, God has said, I've already given it to you. Now arise, arise and go. You know there is victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he gives us the victory. He knows our future. He knows what is ahead of us. And we don't have to worry. I know I'm saying we don't have to worry. I worry too, so I'm with you. I'm preaching this sermon for myself as well. So I know they had interviewed me to put an article in the conference website, and I don't even remember saying that I was afraid, but somewhere I had said, I was afraid and I was nervous. Headlines, you know, he is afraid and nervous. Like, oh, did I say that? But really, I did. I was afraid. I am afraid, but it is not me. I know you are afraid, but it is not you. Our strength comes from our Lord. Our strength comes from the power of the Holy Spirit. So we are weak, but he is strong. So we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be nervous or anxious, but the Lord will lead us. The Lord will guide us. The Lord will bring the right leader to our church. The Lord will lead you. Think about it, 200 years. 200 years. God had brought different leaders in his own time. There were Moses's, there were Joshua's, and do you even remember the other names? But God brought those folks. God brought those folks. God brought those folks. But it is not about them. It is about God. It is about God's ministry through you. Jesus wants to send us. Well, he sent us into the world. And even today, Jesus sends you into the community that you are serving. He says, arise, arise. Take on those ministries that are at your fingertips. Take on those ministries that are at your fingertips and serve me. Don't worry about how to cross the Jordan. I'll figure out a way. He'll figure out how you're going to cross the River Jordan. He'll figure out how you're going to conquer those seven nations that were in the promised land. But God says, I've already given you the promise. I've already given you the blessing. All you need to do is trust. Trust on him. But thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. No one can stand before you or against you when God is for you, when God has prepared something for you. Nobody can stand. So you've been walking these 40 days in prayer, contemplation, fasting. The Lord has been teaching you many things. The Lord has been drawing you closer and closer and asking us to arise, arise, arise and receive what the Lord has blessed us with.
He says in verse 5, God says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you, nor forsake you. My friends, isn't it good to know that God is in control? God holds our future for you and for me, for all of us, in our individual families, in our individual ministries, as a church, as a community. God holds our future. All we need to do is trust Him. Trust and know that the Lord will lead us. He would guide us. He would take us. He would take us through. Hebrews 13, 5 through 6. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Because God stands with us. He walks with us. He helps us. His Holy Spirit empowers us. We're not alone. He empowers us with His Holy Spirit to take on those ministries and to serve Him. May the Lord give us that courage to arise and to walk and to conquer whatever is there before us, because He has gone before us. He's already said, I have given you. I have given you the land. I have given you the blessing. Now just receive it. Gracious Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for going before us. Lord, you challenge us each day to arise. Lord, we cannot just keep sitting and thinking that you would do these things for us. But Lord, you tell us to arise and to go. Even if that is to go to the River Jordan and not know how we are going to cross over. And even when we cross over to the other side, Lord, you are there. The temptations, the things that would come against us. Lord, sometimes we know that through Lent, we have been walking through this journey. We've been close with you, and now after Easter, it is like crossing the Jordan. Lord, now what? Are we going to be prayerful? Are we going to stay on target to trust you, O Lord, to hold on to your promises and to conquer whatever is there before us? To receive your blessing. So help us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord. May your Holy Spirit empower us. Empower your church. And Lord, we know that it is not us. It is not about us. But it is about you and your kingdom. That your kingdom come. Your will be done. As it is done in heaven. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.